You're now listening to Sound Talent Media. Check out more shows at soundtalentmedia.com.
Hi, and welcome to another episode of Honest AF Show with me, Daniela Clark.
And me, Barbara Ann Wild.
And we just had our amazing Dr. Arash Mirazadeh in studio with us. So if you haven't heard last week's episode, I suggest you go back and listen because he's amazing. And he addressed so many different issues.
Absolutely.
We talked about this new procedure that he's doing, which is a non-surgical neck and lower facelift.
That he's going to do to us.
That we are going to do, yes.
We're signed up already.
We're gifting it to each other for Christmas. One for you, one for me. And we talked about what you could do if your hands are looking old. We talked about under eyes and all the new laser treatments. And we talked about, for men, we talked about love handles and cool sculpting. And the thing that concerns men the most is hair,
right?
Hair loss, and how he has so many different treatments to help with hair loss. And it's really very interesting because he also talked about, and this was off mic, we talked about all the different things that men can do for hair loss. And one of the things that he said that struck me as so interesting was he talked about how the best treatment, like nothing surpasses this, is actually hair transplant surgery.
Right.
That is the absolute best and works the best for men that can't get, if you're not a good candidate for a hair transplant surgery, then there are other treatments that you can do, such as PRP. And they have all kinds of serums.
Exosomes. Injections.
Yes.
Yep.
Because men have to have enough donor hair in the back of their head to be able to do the hair transplant surgery.
Right.
Because they do end up taking, did he say something like 2,000 follicles?
He said tens of thousands.
Tens of thousand hair samples that they have to take out from the back. And what they do is, this is very interesting, men that want to get a hair transplant surgery have to be comfortable with this little known fact. And that is, you have to shave off all your hair in order to do the hair transplant surgery. So you have to be comfortable with shaving off all your hair, or maybe, you know, just kind of stay out of public eye for a few months until your hair starts to grow
back.
And
not all men look like Brad Pitt when they shave their head.
Yeah. So that is part of it. Unfortunately, you do have to shave off all your hair, and you have to have enough hair in the back so that when you, what did he say? Like if you brush your hair up.
Yeah, he said if you take your hand and you brush up, he doesn't see your scalp.
Yeah.
Then you're a great candidate.
Exactly.
But there are tons of other things that he could do. And he I know Zach would be comfortable with me saying that Dr. Mirazadeh, you know, the best defense is an offense, and to start dealing with it before you have issues. And so you can get injections of exosomes. And he has a compound pharmacy that Phil and I were just talking about this, that he makes up for Zach and a lot of patients, I'm sure, where it's topical and it's a combination of richer than you could get on the store shelves of a minoxidil. It's fistidine, which is the Propecia, but it's topical. So you're not taking it orally, which has got a lot of side effects. So that's why a lot of men don't take it. And then included is a retinol. So it keeps your scalp clean and clear. And because you have to treat the scalp, that's the most important, obviously.
Yeah. And it helps to absorb the product too.
And what it does is it keeps whatever you have on your head.
Yeah.
It's amazing. It's incredible.
Yeah. So if you missed that episode, we just kind of gave you a little insight into it. Go back and listen. It was a great episode.
One other thing I wanted to say is that on Dr. Mirazadeh's website, which is amplastics.com, he will do a virtual consultation with you, and you don't have to be local to Beverly Hills for those types of things. He can do a consultation with you right over the computer.
He's awesome.
He's amazing.
Yeah, he is just awesome. And if my voice sounds as sexy as Barb's, it's because I've had a cold for the past 2 weeks.
Yeah, we both are. We're two of a kind here. I have a sore throat too.
Oh, God, poor Phil. but yeah, I had a cold for a couple of weeks, and it's been so hectic too. It's like everything always happens. Like you always have the most inconvenient colds. Like it's always so inconvenient. It's not COVID. I got tested 3 times. Every 2 days I kept testing to make sure it wasn't COVID because I had to work. It was like the busiest time for me too, because I had Gilby's mom's 80th birthday party at the house.
You did an amazing job. It looked incredible.
Oh my God, Barb. It was so beautiful. We had 60 people at the house, and what we did, it was so cool. We had like a shuttle service. We had everybody park at the bottom of the hill because we live in the hills. It's very difficult for everybody to park up here, especially elderly people, to park on the hill and then have to walk up to our house. What a drag. So we ended up hiring a shuttle service. We had everybody picked up at the bottom of the hill. They parked there and we shuttled them up. And I ordered these, note to everybody, don't do what I just did, but I ordered these chocolates that came in this gorgeous gold tin that said, thank you for celebrating Diane's 80th birthday with us. And then it was filled with little chocolates that were on the wrapper was a picture of her and said Diane's 80th birthday.
That's beautiful.
So that people could take one or however many they wanted with them. But let me tell you, it is the dumbest thing in the world to order chocolate
in the summer.
It all showed up completely melted.
Soup.
Yeah, I was so annoyed. And I called the company and I said, you know, your beautiful tin of chocolates arrived. And they're absolutely beautiful, except for one thing. They're completely melted.
Mm.
Is there any way you can redo them and ship them in an ice pack?
Yeah.
Because how can you ship chocolate in the summer?
Right.
It came completely melted.
No.
So that was a drag. But I did these beautiful like collage pictures of her for every decade.
I know. It's amazing.
So like there were pictures of her from when she was a baby to when she was a little kid to a teenager to,
gorgeous.
Her and her prom. It was so lovely. And we had it all catered Italian food because Gilby's family's Italian. So we had all this Italian food catered. And then we hired Teddy Zigzag, Lisa's husband, to come and play piano and sing songs from all those decades.
Fabulous.
And everybody was just had the best time. They were dancing. And then Gilby started singing with Teddy.
Aww.
It turned into this like little jam, and everybody was requesting different songs from years past. And it was lovely because she walked in and immediately she saw all the family members and all her friends.
Oh, was it a surprise?
No. She knew we were throwing it, but we kept certain elements of it a surprise.
That's lovely.
And so she walked in and of course she just started crying.
Aww.
And it was really sweet. And we just had the most unbelievable time. And my niece, who is a baker, she baked the cake, which was this tiered, beautiful, almost looked like a wedding cake. And her favorite color is lavender. So we did this lavender cake with little pearls around it. And it was just beautiful. I mean, this party was just, it went off without a hitch. But of course, I was sick as a dog the next day. And I was like, oh my God, did I just put on a super spreader event? I mean,
oh no.
Trust me to do something like that. But lo and behold, no one got COVID, not even me. It was just, I spread myself too thin because I also had a photo shoot to do in Santa Barbara. So I did.
You're launching your line.
I'm launching solo
and
the photo shoot in Santa Barbara. So I was rushing around getting clothes, which, you know, I don't normally style anymore. I do it for my friends.
That's so sinful.
I'm sorry.
It's really sinful. You should be. I mean, I know it would be very expensive to have you style these days.
Yeah.
But oh my God.
It was incredible though, because it was a shoot for Santa Barbara Magazine. She is a polo player. She's on a team with all these men. And then she's this little badass polo player. And they're doing a story on her. So we went out to her ranch, to her polo fields in Santa Barbara. And oh God, it's so beautiful there. And we got so lucky because it's been, this heat wave across the country.
And it's so weird too, because It hasn't for us. It hasn't just been heat. It's been so unusual for us because it's monsoon.
So humidity.
So the humidity is so crazy. Mm-hmm. I think today is kind of feels like a break in it, though.
Yeah. Well, we were really lucky because on the day that we shot, I was like, oh, God, it's going to be so hot. But it wasn't. It was beautiful because her polo fields are in Santa Barbara or Montecito. And it's one of the only polo fields around that has, that is between.
Please don't even tell me. Ocean views.
And ocean. Oh. It's right sandwiched between beautiful mountain views. And then across the way, you can see the ocean. And then you've got this beautiful polo fields with horses and zebras. And I mean, stunning. The clothes were beautiful. I pulled some insane shit for her. Oh, Barb, I have to show you.
I can't wait
to see. Oh, my God. Insane shit. Like this Stella McCartney houndstooth jumpsuit that is so rad. And she has one of those like vintage Broncos, those old, like you've been seeing a lot of Broncos on the roads these days because they've resurged the brand.
Right.
So, and they're priced so well. Everybody's buying Broncos like crazy. And I love them. But she has one of the vintage old ones that is cooler than shit. And she drives around it in her polo field. So I put her in this jumpsuit with these sick thigh-high cognac-colored boots. That were just, I mean, it was a fashion chasm. It was so good. And then I put her in this other outfit, which was so gorgeous. Also, I picked a lot of Isabel Marant and Stella McCartney for her. And then this Zimmerman dress was just bohemian, chic, like beautiful.
I love Zimmerman stuff. Gorgeous.
We went for this like really ranchy kind of boho look. And she has this beautiful Airstreamer that she stays in during the week because she doesn't live in Montecito, but she stays in this Airstreamer that is just so cool. And so the juxtaposition of, you know, these clothes on it, you know,
the Airstreamer
and fabulous. The vintage Bronco. It was a great shoot. I'm really excited for it to come out. Nonetheless, exhausting when you're like battling.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's cold. And I thought I had COVID for sure because it started with the sore throat that everybody's been getting. And my throat was just so sore. And then I just felt so tired. And then, you know, the runny nose and everything. So I thought for sure I had COVID, but I was taking all these tests. And I went into urgent care and had the proper test done, right. Not just the home test, and negative. So I was happy to work.
You just
through
need to
it.
Sleep a bit.
Just had to power through it. But it was, oh my God, it was intense. Since we spoke about this early on in the podcast about men's hair loss, because I've talked about this quite a bit with the hormonal changes with hair being dry and being brittle and not being as
youthful
looking. Yeah. The fucking loss of hormones just sucks the youth right out of you. God damn it. So I went to Neiman's the other day and saw my favorite ladies there.
Oh my God. I haven't been there with you in a long time.
They
need to go.
They always help me. They're so sweet. And I was talking to them and they said, have you tried Dr. Barbara Sturm's new hairline? And I said, no, I haven't. And so they gave us samples for
it.
You and I to try.
Thank you. Thank you.
So
thank
these
you.
Are yours.
Awesome.
And this is for aging hair.
Okay.
And it's by Dr. Barbara Sturm. And this is their anti-aging hair shampoo and conditioner and the hair mask.
Wow.
I have tried it. Must say, it did nothing for me. I did not find it that helpful. Sorry to say, but that's me. So I would like for you to try it.
You don't have to ask me twice.
Yeah.
Although I only wash my hair like once every
week. That's why your hair
week.
Is better than mine because I wash my hair all the time and I know it's
too much work.
I know it's a no-no, but I wash my hair like I used to wash it every day. Now I wash it every other day because I'm trying to behave,
But you don't do anything to your hair. So that's,
I don't
do
anything to my hair.
It's six of one, half dozen of the other. You don't blow dry it. You don't curl it.
Barb, I belly brush it.
No, but I'm just saying. So that
I don't
is
even brush
it's
it.
It's okay if you wash your hair more often. If you don't style it. Styling is really the big culprit.
Yeah. Styling it, the sun.
The heat.
Yeah.
You know, all the tools and.
Yeah. You know, Let me know what you think of it. I was not like super impressed with it. I felt like it was just meh. You know,
I haven't really tried any of her products that I don't love.
I know. I love her skin products. Love, love, love all her skin products. But the hair, I still have not found that magic hair stuff yet. Another thing I wanted
A shoebox.
Yes. So I wanted to show this to you because remember I went to Italy to work with this line and some of the shoes have come in. And
those are incredibly yummy. I need those because they have the lug sole.
Yes. They're not as high as we, you know.
These are fab.
Try them on and see what you think.
For me?
Yeah, try it on and see.
I mean, hello.
They're perfect.
They're perfect?
They're perfect.
Yeah, well, then they're yours.
I am so excited because, you know, it's so funny. I'm going to New York at the end of the month, right from the birthday party that you're having in the end of August. I'm going straight from there to the East Coast because I have some business meetings and Zach's doing a show. And I have literally been religiously online looking for a heel or a mule or something that I could walk around New York and not get yelled at because I am not a tennis shoe girl.
Well,
unless it has a 6-inch stiletto attached to it. So excited. Thank you. I think I could actually probably walk in New York in these because they have a lug sole. So but they're lightweight.
Yeah.
That's the thing
is,
I love lug soles. Frankie and I talk about this because she and I pretty much have almost the exact same taste in shoes. And the lug soles are usually so heavy. These aren't.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank
they're nice.
You.
You're welcome.
Oh my God. And the red insole is
they're cute, right?
You are something else, miss. Thank you very, 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 very much. I'm so excited. I saw a shoebox for a while. I've been eyeing it.
Yeah, you're like, what is that shoebox over there? I hope it's for me.
They always have my name all over them, but I didn't really know that they really did.
Yep. So
thank you. I have presents for you, too.
You're very welcome. Let's talk about Zach's show because I couldn't go to Zach's show, which is where I was going with this, because I was working on the shoot in Santa Barbara, and Zach's show was the same day as my shoot, and I did not get home until 8:45.
It was a Friday night.
It was a Friday night. I left Santa Barbara at 6:30, but they've been doing construction on that the
126,
the 101.
Oh,
so they've been doing construction, and then on the freeway there. I always love that drive
back
beautiful. And forth from Santa Barbara because you're going along the coast. It's so pretty.
It is.
But there was so much traffic. And then on top of it, there was an accident. I didn't even get home until 8:45 that night. And I left Santa Barbara at 6:30.
I mean, most
Los
Angelinos.
Which normally only takes me about an hour.
We don't go anywhere on Fridays. It's like everyone knows, don't even attempt a Friday. Or if you got to be somewhere at 6 or 7, leave it like 3.
I was so
bummed
because
Fridays are just impossible.
Both Gilby and I really wanted to go to Zach's show. Gilby was like, do you think you'll make it back in time? I really want to go. And I was like, you know what?
Oh, he could have still came.
But you can't go without.
Well, I mean, I would have been a little sad. But Zach would have loved to have seen him. Actually, to be honest, our locale was nowhere near as magnificent as you in Montecito with zebras and ocean view. We were at the Hollywood Palladium, which is quite the middle of Hollywood, and it is insanity.
It's a packed house, I saw.
It was sold out show. Yeah. Really interesting.
You
yes.
went.
I got to introduce Phil to the kids, and so it was a really great show. Actually, this tour is really cool because
it always is.
Hatebreed opening up, and Black Label in the middle, and then it's the 40th anniversary of Anthrax, which is amazing.
Yeah,
and Chuck D made an appearance and did Bring 'Em the Noise with the Anthrax, that original, you know. They originally did that whole rap rock merger together in the day. And if the ceiling or the roof could have come off the place, it would have happened Friday night. It was unbelievably great.
Oh, man.
And
I'm so bummed I missed it.
It was really cool.
When is he playing again in town?
Not in town. They played Sacramento last night. And now they're heading up like Denver and up to the Dakotas and then across and then the East Coast. So that's pretty much it. We're hoping because it's being so
well
received.
Well, maybe I'll just have to go to an East Coast show with
you. Well, you know, here's the thing. I was going to ask and suggest, and I'm hoping that I could get some of our other roller skating ladies to join us because Disco Oasis is in Central Park.
Stop it.
Through Labor Day.
Stop it. We have to go.
I know. And I am definitely, as much as I like to travel light, my skates are going with me across country.
Yeah.
And we all should go.
Let's do it. I'm so in.
And
let's
then Zach's playing. This tour is playing in Coney Island.
Oh, how fun.
Which is phenomenal because Anthrax are all East Coast New Yorkers.
Yeah.
Zach is New York, New Jersey. Jamie from Hatebreed is from Boston. So it is going to be craziness.
Oh, my God. We have to do that. We totally have to do that. Speaking of Anthrax, I just saw. Was it? It was Scott Ian.
Such a sweetheart.
And Rob Halford.
Oh, I saw that too.
And Kirk. Kirk.
Was it James Hetfield? No.
No.
It was one of the Metallica guys, Robert Trio.
No, Kirk Hammett. Gilby and I started watching this really silly, like, teenage movie last night.
Oh.
Of a teenage, like, rock band, this, like, high school rock band. Well, they're not a rock band. They want to be a metal band. I think it's called Metal Lords.
Oh,
I think
okay.
It's called Metal Lords.
I thought you were talking about the pictures that they were posting the other night.
No. I think it's called Metal Lords.
Oh, that's hysterical.
Movie. And we started watching it. It's really cute. It's about these high school kids that put together this metal band. And then he has this vision and all these like metal lords show up.
Oh, okay.
And like bless his project.
That's hysterical.
Pretty much tell him he's on the right track. And it was Rob Halford and God, who else was it? It was so funny. We were dying, we were laughing so hard.
I've heard of that. I haven't.
I think it's called Metal Lords, right?
You're probably right.
I'll check it out, but it was really funny.
That's super cute.
Phil, you'd like it. You should watch it. It's funny.
But the tour is great. Nothing really too new other than that in the wild household.
Yeah, it's on Netflix. That's
okay.
What it is.
You were definitely like our version of movie phone.
My God. And it got like it did not get a good score on Rotten Tomatoes. So I'm sorry. If
the
you
best
hate
movies,
it, but it's just kind
the
of
best
funny.
Cult movies never do.
Yeah. No,
you know, they tend to be like these amazing cult films that are just, you know, we all know and love and the critics never like them, but they're always the best.
Yeah, it was. Oh, that's who it was. It was Tom Morello, Scott Ian, Rob Halford, and Kirk Hammett.
Oh, so fun.
Yeah, it was really funny. Just hilarious. But
we were talking about it the other day, though, because it's really interesting, I guess, because of COVID, people are so phobic to buy tickets in advance because, you know, you don't know if the show's going to happen.
No, it's
still.
True. It's true.
And because
so you got to read the fine print because there are some shows that don't give you refunds.
Right. And even, you know, there are a lot of people that just want to see the show. So they don't ask for a refund because they're hoping they get to see it when it's rescheduled.
Right.
So I think the way the ticket buying trends right now are that, like, we sold out the day of.
Mm.
We knew we had really great pre-sale tickets, but we were not sold out till that morning. And what's happening is once the tour is actually happening, people are buying tickets the day of, and it's fantastic. And it was a sold out show and it was so great. I mean, we've only done three so far. They've all been sold out. So it's going great.
Yay. That's awesome.
Really fun. But what I wanted to remind you to talk about was we were talking before we got on mic about Carmen Electra and how what a divine creature she is.
Oh my God.
And you were going to tell us a story about her.
Yeah. Well, we need to have her on the show.
We'd love to.
You need to come on the show. You know, she came over here once. She's just one of those rare creatures that is unbelievably gorgeous in person without a stitch of makeup on.
Like Halle Berry and J-Lo.
Very upsetting.
There's just a few of them.
Very upsetting. She came over here one day. And, you know, I don't know if I've ever told you the story of how I actually met her the first time I met her.
No.
Oh, my God. One of the most embarrassing moments. I used to go to this place down the street here for waxes.
I went there too. And how did we not ever meet each other there?
I don't know.
Pink cheeks.
Yeah, pink cheeks. So, and I used to go there. I started going there in like the 90s. And in the 90s, it was called the Playboy Wax, where, you know, they just
and
take
no
everything off.
No one else did it, in
no
all fairness.
No one else did it except
for her. They were the
her.
First.
Yeah, Cindy from Pink Cheeks yes. was the first to do that. And she, God, used to go there. And even though you had an appointment, you still had to wait 2 hours to
because
get in.
Because no one else did it.
Because no one else did it. And everybody was over there trying to get their hoochies waxed.
And we're also in the porn capital of the world and
exactly, or
the United States and the Playboy, you know, that was the era of the Playmates and the Penthouse Pets. And
she
had
was
them
hilarious,
all.
Cindy. She would like be like, all right, drop your panties and
get up on all fours.
Yes. Yeah, smack you on the ass and tell you to get on your all fours. And then off you went. So I was there one day getting waxed and Cindy says to me, oh my God, come here. I want you to meet somebody. You two need to meet each other. I want you to meet somebody. She grabs me by the hand and throws me into one of the rooms and she pushes me in the door and I walk in the room and there's Carmen laying on her table about to get waxed, stark naked. And to her dismay, sees me walk in and she's looking at me and I'm looking at her and I'm like, oh my God, you know, I just got
sorry.
Sorry. And she's like, oh no, honey, it's okay. And I'm like, oh my God, she's naked. And what a vision. Oh my God, she's so beautiful. And anyway, so that's how we met. And I was like horrified that I met her for the first time completely naked, about to get a wax. But anyways, she ended up,
waxes to wear your jeans.
Yeah, well,
so that's probably why.
You do. And Cindy was like, you have to meet Daniela. She makes these insane jeans. And Carmen's like, oh my God, I love those jeans. So anyway, Carmen and I became friends and I ended up having Carmen walk one of my fashion shows for me. And one day she came over to the house and she was like, oh, I want to come pick up some jeans. I'm like, yeah, come over. So she's in my bedroom undressing and trying on jeans completely naked. The most beautiful skin on anybody's body I've ever
seen.
She's
beautiful.
She doesn't have pores.
No, she's gorgeous.
Just gorgeous. And this thick mane of hair, not a stitch of makeup, those blue, blue eyes. Mm-hmm. Just beautiful, beautiful girl. And sweet.
Very sweet.
Pie. Yeah, just so
sweet. Sharon loves her. Sharon was her, I don't know if she was her maid of honor or one of her bridesmaids when she married Dave Navarro.
Oh, when she married Dave, yeah.
Sharon's close with her.
Yeah. Oh God. So pretty. And then she's in my room getting dressed and Gilby's like, I need to get in the room. Can
of
I
course
I'm like,
he did.
Don't you come near this room.
I forgot my pen. I forgot my headphones. He must have 55 excuses. Zach would have just been like sat on the bed and had a conversation.
I was like, yeah, you're not coming into this bedroom because if you see her naked, you will never look at me the same way.
Get the heck out of here. Would you please stop?
Unbelievable. But anyways.
Yeah, she's dreamy.
Yeah,
beautiful girl.
Yeah, she's just so beautiful. But we need to have her on the show. She'd be a fun interview for us. Look at the way these two are sleeping. They're so cute. The dogs are in here.
I know, and they're silent. So shh.
I know. Let's leave them alone. Anyways, is it time for everybody's favorite Barb's bag of tricks?
Barb got a box of shoes. So that's my favorite. I'm very excited. I have so many things.
Did we mention that the shoes are by Beauty Souls? I don't remember if we mentioned that.
I don't remember
that.
If you did, but
they're
amazing.
But yeah,
amazing.
That's who
yes,
I
Beauty
did the
Souls.
Shoes for. Yeah.
Two eyes in there, everybody.
Yeah.
They're incredible. So, you know, it's so funny. You're talking about Carmen Electra and we're talking about metal lords and like that era of time. And I think, honestly, I first used this back in the day. It was a sample that I got in some Neiman's, you know, when they do the beauty samples at the beginning of the year.
Yeah.
You buy X amount of dollars of beauty products and you get all of Neiman does like a bag.
Barb, let me tell you something. They should graduate you to full size samples for what you buy.
Oh my God. Speaking of that, I did that beauty box. I have a bunch of stuff for you.
Thank
from them
God
too.
Mr. Zach Wilde is selling out everywhere.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he always says to me, keep doing that podcast, keep making money. And I'm like, if you only knew that we have not made any money, we spend a lot
spend,
of money,
spend,
but
spend.
That's okay. Hey, it gives me something to do. And, you know, Zach always says, happy wife, happy life.
That's
so
right.
There you go. This makes me very happy. So anyway, I got a sample of this once from Neiman's back in the day. This company's been around a long time. It's called Nux, N-U-X-E, oh, yeah. A Parisian company. And I just read this article and they were talking about another person who has pictures do not do this woman justice in person. Pretty much, I think, has the most beautiful skin on her body and her face that I've ever seen in my life. Jennifer Aniston. Mm. Her skin is insane. And the
color. You
know
who else has beautiful skin is Sandra Bullock.
Oh, I've never met
it's
her.
Shocking in person how poreless and doll-like her skin is.
I'm sure. She's beautiful. Yeah. But Jennifer Aniston's skin, the color of it, the texture of it, her body is just off the charts.
That's genetics.
Yeah, it is. She's Greek, right? So Greek skin is pretty incredible. But they just did a new article about her favorite skin product because the interviewer was asking her, like, what is it that you do with your skin? And I'm sure she just takes really good care of herself as well. But she uses this. And it reminded me, not only is this oil, it's almost like a dry oil. It's not super. It's called N-U-X-E. I don't know how you... Maybe one of my kids could help me because they're both fluent in French. But anyway, it's called Oul Prodigious. Prodigious. My son would be, Hendrix would be horrified right now at my pronunciation. But anyway, Jennifer Aniston just did an article and mentioned this product. She's like, I've been using it since for as long as I can remember. And it's this incredible oil. It's super light. It's not really greasy. It's almost like a dry oil. But the smell, oh my God, Daniela, you have to smell this to remind yourself of what this product is. This is a huge Honest AF show must have. It's incredible. Highly recommend. It is divine. And it's almost like you're getting two for one, a beautiful Parisian fragrance and this incredible dry body oil. I mean, you put it on it.
Oh, yeah. It's that beautiful, so like, is it divine. Gardenias or... beautiful.
Gardenias, it might be. It is incredible.
Yeah, it smells
and
lovely.
What's so nice is it instantly dries. You don't, it makes your skin super soft, but it doesn't, your clothes don't stick to you and everything. So thank you, Jennifer Aniston, for mentioning this. This is a product that I totally forgot about.
I've used that before too. And sometimes I put a little bit in my hair.
Yeah, it's incredible.
It's so nice for a summer, like a light summer fragrance. It's
amazing. It actually says multi-purpose dry oil for face, body, and hair.
Yeah.
I didn't know you could use it on your face.
Yeah.
It's phenomenal.
Yeah,
it's for all skin types. It's fantastic. Mm-hmm. So I highly, highly, highly recommend it.
It really does smell lovely.
Have you ever used any of the Marvin's toothpaste or mouth products?
Yes, I have actually.
Okay, back over in Paris. I just don't want to leave Paris. I want to stay there forever.
I know, you're still reminiscing.
I'm actually actively looking for apartments there. Zach and I are, we're ready to
hold it up, Barb, because
part-time.
Those of you listening, we now have a TikTok.
And
we're going to be showing video of some of our stuff. So
I
check us out on TikTok.
Probably mention this. Yes, I started us a TikTok account because I, like the Kardashians, have been getting very, very frustrated with Instagram. Thank you, ladies, for telling them that they need to change and go back to the way it used to be. Because why fix something that isn't broken? I really don't understand. But anyway, so we have a TikTok now. It's Honest AF. What is it? I had to add initials to it. What did I put on there? Numbers?
I don't know.
2020. I think I did Honest AF 22. I will add it to our post of what our TikTok is, but we do have a TikTok now. So I was also reminded when I was in these glorious hotels in Paris of the Marvis toothpaste. And one thing about Europe, they don't allow a lot of chemicals and artificial sweeteners and things that we allow in our products.
Right.
They just don't do it there. Yeah. And I have such a sensitivity to artificial sweetener. It is impossible to find a toothpaste that doesn't have saccharin in it or aspartame or something. And so when I was over in Europe, I used one of the samples of the Marvis toothpaste. And not only is it like divine flavors, every flavor is divine, but they don't have all the garbage in it. They're also fluoride free. And there's a lot of studies that, you know, maybe your yearly fluoride treatment at your dentist or biannually one is okay. But there are a lot of studies that saying fluoride is not something we should be using every day. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a dentist. So do whatever it is that you do. But I have been trying to lay off the fluoride as well. So Marvis.
Do you go get your teeth cleaned often?
Twice a year.
Yeah, me too. Every 6 months.
I am very dentist phobic like you.
Yeah.
So well, I do everything I can to prevent anything. But so Neiman's also had Marvis sample packs and they consider them for travel. But it's so cool because it has the cinnamon one, the winter mint, the spearmint one. And then the other one has a pina colada one, which it's like a pineapple and a coconut, which coconut's like my middle name. My mother should have named me coconut. This one has mango and this one is, it's called Karakum and it's berry. It's got all these berry, this berry flavor. So this sampler is more of like a fruity. This is more of a minty. I love the cinnamon one. But oh my goodness, in really good pharmacies or even on Amazon, you can get the Marvis oral care line. Mm-hmm. They have mouthwashes and stuff, but I highly recommend them. They're amazing.
Yeah.
So even though it's not as sexy as some of the other bag of tricks, actually fresh breath and a nice clean mouth is pretty sexy.
It's pretty sexy.
Yeah.
Yeah. You need that.
So that's bag of tricks for today.
Well, actually, I have a question for you from one of our listeners.
Oh, okay.
And it involves your bag of tricks.
Okay.
So I saved it so that we can talk about it.
Awesome.
And one of the listeners asked, she said, I was wondering if Barb's bag of tricks had anything to help get rid of dry, dead skin on the bottom of my feet. Thank you. I love your show. This is Michelle.
I know that you like something, right? There's a product that you were talking about, which you should share. I do feel that that Glytone lotion that we've done on Barb's Bag of Tricks before, ironically enough, last night, I noticed that my knees, which are always really super dry and rough, are like exfoliating and it's the Glytone. So I've been putting it on the heels of my feet and on the balls of my feet. And honestly, I think the Glytone lotion,
it's fantastic. And another little trick with that is slather it on the bottom of your feet and then put socks on over it.
Oh, that's a great tip.
And sleep in it.
Great
and
tip.
And that'll really help you. The other thing I like to do is if you go, when you do go get a pedicure, ask them for the deluxe pedicure where they actually remove your calluses and dry skin and have them kind of slough that off for you.
Yeah.
And then when you get home, put the glycolic.
Oh, that's a great idea. I didn't think about putting socks on with
socks
it, but
on.
I've been using it religiously on my elbows, my knees, I mean everywhere.
Yeah, me
but
too. I love it. It has completely changed the texture of my skin on my body and I could not recommend
it's
it more.
It's incredible. Yeah. And it's really not super expensive. I think, what is it? $46, but it's a big
I got to tell you,
pump.
I just reordered it and every time I use it, you must get like a little tingle because
I'm hearing a bell in my ear.
Yeah. And I'm like, that Barbara Ann Wild is the best.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
It's real. And they're doing a 2-for-1 right now. Like you get a break. If you go on their website, they're having a break. It's not buy one, get one, but they'll send it to you in a 2-pack and it's a break. It's like maybe $5 or $6 less.
I should check into
that
because
like,
I'm sucking that
it's
stuff up.
So, you're probably the reason why they said there was a delay in delivery.
Yeah.
But it's good stuff. So I would highly recommend that.
Yeah, definitely.
Some people will take nail files, you know, like the ones that you could use for acrylics, those black, really good.
Yeah, yeah.
And you could use them. And then,
well, I know the pumice stones, people always use those.
They're supposed to be fabulous.
Yeah.
One of my sisters is diabetic, and diabetics tend to get really like gnarly neuropathy in their feet and very dry skin. Oh. And my sister swears by those pumice stones.
Yes, they're great. now we have another honest AFer
really?
That wrote into us.
I'm
yeah,
very excited about these.
Questions.
Please
yeah.
keep sending them. I love this.
This lady asked, how do I have more sex drive post-menopause? Mm.
That's been my only issue, but go ahead.
Yeah, and I think that is an issue that you really need to talk to your doctor about. That is something that needs to be brought up to your doctor, and maybe it's a hormone imbalance. There are some things that you can do. I know they've got all kinds of creams and gels and pills and all kinds of things that can help you out with that. But I think the main part is going and speaking to your doctor about getting your hormones checked.
True.
And seeing if maybe your testosterone levels are low, because women's testosterone levels can be low too.
Right.
And just have your hormones checked and really talk to your doctor about that, because you don't have to just accept that.
No.
You can go and get help for it. So please, please, please go talk to your doctor about it. Call your OBGYN, schedule an appointment. It's so easy to go in and just have a conversation, an honest conversation, and say, listen, I need to figure this out.
Right.
Because you shouldn't have to live that way. And it's important in your relationship, your marriage, whatever it is, and just for you to feel like that part of you has not died off.
A lot of people think
There's
of
so
menopause
supplements.
As a negative, but I'll tell you, the one glorious thing about menopause for me is that I'm not going to get pregnant. Yeah. I got pregnant if you were in the same room with me. So it was like, it's the greatest thing to be able to have like unprotected sex with your significant other. I'm in a
yes.
long-term relationship, so I don't have
yeah.
to worry about all that other. But I was really lucky and blessed, and maybe it was because of stress, and we've talked about this many, many times, but I kind of instantaneously went through menopause. I didn't have hot flashes. I didn't have all of the horrific, hideous things that women go through. But what I have had an issue with, and one thing for me, like the woman who wrote in, is my sex drive. It used to be like
right.
a 12-year-old boy's. Mm-hmm. And now it's kind of like, you know, if Zach says, can we just cuddle and watch TV? I'm like, absolutely. That sounds like a great idea. But one thing that's really, really, really helped me, and I haven't.
What about your pink pussy supplements?
I haven't tried that yet. I'm still, I may venture into that in New York. Maybe
yes,
I'll do it in New York.
Need to start.
I have not been alone in a soundproofed room with my husband in a very long time. It's been like a family summer. So I need the first
yeah.
time I'll be alone with him for 48 hours will be in New York. So that's when I'll, we'll test that out. We will road test it and I will report back. But I have had amazing luck with these, and I have gifted them to a couple of our friends mm-hmm. and to whomever tells me that like their real main issue is sex drive. It's called Love and Libido by Ollie. I love the Ollie company. Mm-hmm. I have had, and Zach has had, all most everyone I've turned on to loves the Ollie company. I haven't
yeah.
had anyone say to me, oh, they're what
they're
a great,
very good. They make
great, really, really
great
good.
Products.
And they have this Love and Libido supplement. It's not a gummy. It's oral supplements that you take. It supports a healthy drive and sensation. So it only addresses libido. It doesn't address all the other menopausal symptoms, although they do have ones for those. Mm-hmm. This one's got ashwagandha, which what? Is magic. I'm sorry. Ashwagandha is, I mean, Zach's always like, what is that ashwa stuff that you always have us take? It is amazing. Ashwagandha is incredible. It lowers your stress levels. It lowers your blood pressure. It, for some reason, has a very positive effect on both male and female sex drives. And it is medically, scientifically, clinically proven to work. So it is not just, you know,
yeah.
New age mumbo jumbo. It's great. So it's got ashwagandha. It's got Damiana in it, which is another herb. And it's got maca. I love this product. It works amazing for me.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing is you do need to take it, or I've found for me that I need to take the supplement early in the day. If I forget to take it, I cannot take it past 4, because I think it's the maca. It's almost like a caffeine.
Oh,
it will keep me awake.
Yeah.
So if I find myself on my phone, if you guys see me posting at midnight, I've taken this too late. I don't recommend taking it past like 2 or 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
This stuff works for me. So I would try this. I can't imagine
that and some porn.
Yep. There you go. or one of the movies or TV shows that Daniela recommends. Just watch anything Daniela recommends on Netflix. You will be likely get revved up. This Love and Libido, I think, is phenomenal. It's a great place to start.
Yeah. Okay. Well, there you go. That's perfect. Well, I think that wraps it up for this episode of Honest AF.
It was a great two episodes. This was fabulous.
So
most fun I've had on a Sunday in a long time.
There you go. If you have any questions for us, we love getting your questions. So please write to us. You can DM us.
That was amazing. I love that.
Yeah. On Honest AF Show is our Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. And honestafshow.com is our website. So hit us up. We love hearing from you guys.
And we are on TikTok. I will let you guys all know what that official TikTok is as soon as I can.
Yes, because we're going to be showing video of us and also some of the products that we're discussing.
Yeah, and if we do go to when we go to Dr. Murad today, we will have him TikTok our procedures. We'll ask one of the nurses.
Yeah, that's going a little far, Barb. But okay.
I will do it. I'm brave.
Yeah, no, I don't mind either. I'm just kidding. All right, well, until next time, y'all take care of yourselves. Bye.
Bye, everybody.
We obviously need to do a disclaimer here. So we want you to know we are not doctors or experts by any stretch of the imagination. We are just a couple of gals that are looking for magical products, procedures, and experiences. And in our quest, we will share our honest as fuck opinions with you. So please make sure before you try anything we talk about that you know your own restrictions and do so at your own risk. Do not blame us for any of your issues. We're just experimenting too.
Did you guys hear about that couple that went on vacation and one spouse murdered the other? In fact, the entire vacation was planned just so that they could make the murder look like an accident.
Ah, so like a slaycation.
Oh boy, sounds like a fun new true crime podcast to me.
On every episode of Slaycation, we'll examine true cases of people who were killed while on vacation.
Was it murder? Or just a horrible accident. That's up to you and the law to decide.
But either way, if you leave for your vacation in the plane and come home under the plane, you've definitely gone on a slaycation.
Join us every week for a fascinating new episode.
911, what's your emergency?
But make sure to pack your body bags,
because getting away can be murder.
This is Slaycation.